Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sinu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sanchayopadarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Paditanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Gurave Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvata Deve Gauravani Pracharine Namaste Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashyadyade Shitarine Nirvishesha Prabhupada Ki Prabhupada Ki So text 25 Agni Agni.
I think we will not make it.
Agni dhedha ma jiva.
Agni dhedha ma jiva.
Yagya Bahu
Yagya
Mahavira Hiranyareto Grita Prishtha
Grita
Savana Medhatiti Viti Hotra Kavaya Iti Sarva Evagni Namana. The 10 sons of Maharaj Priyavrata were named Agnidra, Itma Jiva, Yagyabahu, Mahavira, Hiranyareta, Grita Prishtha, Savana, Medhatiti, Vitihotra, and Kavi. These are also names of Agni, the fire god. Text 26. Etesham Kavir Mahavira Savana Iti Traya Asan Urdvaretasas Ta Atma Vidyayam Arbha Bhavat Arabhya Krita Paricya Paramahamsyam Evashramam Abhajan. Etesham, of this Kavi, Mahavira, Mahavira, Savana, Savana, Iti, thus, Trayah, Sri, Asan, were, Urdvaretasah, completely celibate, there then Atma Vidyayam in transcendental knowledge. Arpa Bhavat from childhood. Arabhya beginning. Krita Parichaya very well versed. Paramahamsyam of the highest spiritual perfection of human life. Eva certainly Ashramam the order. Abhajan executed. Three man these, namely Kavi, Mahavira, and Savan, lived in complete celibacy, thus trained in brahmachari life from the beginning of childhood. They were very conversant with the highest perfection known as the Paramahamsa Ashram. Purport of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The word Udvaretasa in this word is very significant. Udvaretasa refers to one who can control sex life and who, instead of wasting semen but discharging it, can use this most important substance accumulated in the body to enrich the brain. One who can completely control sex life is able to work wonderfully with his brain, especially in remembering. Thus, students who simply hear Vedic instructions once from their teacher could remember them verbatim without need to read the books, which therefore did not exist in former times. Another significant word is Arba Bhavat, which means from very childhood. Another meaning is from being very affectionate to children. In other words, Paramahamsa life is dedicated for the benefit of others. Just as a father sacrifices many things out of affection for his son, great saintly persons sacrifice all kinds of bodily comforts for the benefit of human society. In this connection, there is a verse concerning the six Goswamis. Tyakta turnam ashesha mandala pati shrinim sada tuchavat bhutadina ganesha kau karanaya kaupinna kantashritao. Because of their compassion for the poor fallen souls, the six Goswamis gave up their exalted position as ministers and took the vows of mendicants. Thus minimizing their bodily wants as far as possible, they each accepted only a lion claws and a begging bowl. Thus they remained in Vrindavan to execute the orders of Chaitanya Prabhu by compiling and publishing various Vaishnava literatures. Before I speak, I want to ask for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially of the senior Vaishnavas here, that I can say something pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, and to your heart. It was asking for the blessing. It was too quiet. I guess I don't get any blessing. Hare Krishna. So please bestow your blessings before I can speak. This couple verses describes the descendants of King Priyavrata, who was ordered by his father to enter Grihastha Ashram. And prince was not very eager to do so, but he was convinced convinced that the order of the Supreme Lord should be executed no matter what. And he accepted, And he accepted this austerity because for the person who is devoid of material desires, any situation which is favorable for serving Krishna is the best situation to be in. And Six Goswamis, some of his sons we see were celibate, and Srila Prabhupada praises the benefit of being celibate throughout the life. Means this semen which is not wasted is nurturing the brain, and very great power of memory is there. I think nowadays even that is not helping, but before they didn't even need the books to hear once from a spiritual master and get it straight. I wanted to concentrate on two points which Srila Prabhupada mentions, and first is kind of a social issue, a little bit, and second would be some nectar, if we will have time, although the time is absent somehow. Do we have any? No. There's no end to this class, I'm sorry. So, Srila Prabhupada speaking about living for the benefit of others. And I think this is what we are as Vaishnavas very much heard about, very much was probably aspiring for. But in practical terms, often we find a lot of difficulties and challenges, and often not visible to us, but very much visible to others. And so obvious that, you know, other people can scream about it, but we think we are acting very nicely and being nice Vaishnava, going to Mangalarati, chanting my rounds, you know, doing everything for the service of Krishna. Therefore, the association of peers and hearing some kind of feedbacks from other people is very important. We should encourage such association, and we should encourage feedback. And we should ask ourselves also, when I do something, what is the motivation of me doing it? Is it something to purely please Krishna and Prabhupada, benefit the humanity? Or it is very much tinged by my selfish desire for profit, adoration, and distinction? And when I ask myself, very rarely, unfortunately, this question, I find the answer quite unsatisfactory. But I find it's good to ask this question, and I can see actually where I am standing. In this regard, I wanted to bring one issue which we all face in here in Mayapur, and which we all as a community, you know, could do better about, I guess. The face of Mayapur Dam, you know, what's going on, how Mayapur Dam is developing. Some of us and some of other people have different pieces of land here, which most probably we bought, somebody else have, with a very pure desire to have something, you know, in the Holy Dam, to reside here, chant the holy name, and be away from material entanglement. But time and again we see that if this pure desire is there, maybe in the beginning, unfortunately, as we see at the face of Mayapur, as it manifests, we could realize that something went wrong in the mind of devotees. And as you speak with them, they don't even realize it. They think they're doing something good. You know, I'm building huge, ugly, six-story monster, which takes all the space of my plot, you know, and basically you can say, you know, handshake the neighbor from the window, just because I want to make enough money to donate to TOVP. You know, it's a glorious motivation. But maybe you should think that before making this place ugly, and maybe TOVP will find some other money. Maybe you do better service by just doing beautiful house for you, your family, and somebody else. And when such person is approached, and ask to do something less than this, they feel it's encroaching on his personal right to provide for his family. But the whole principle of devotional life, or human life, even principle of much lower yoga, is to understand that whatever is destined to you by your karma, and in our case by Krishna, will come. So you don't have to exhort yourself in doing some nonsense and doing some unpopular sins where you will be cursed by many devotees and you will be not nicely looked upon by Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara. There's no need for it. If you need money, there's plenty of money there in this world. They will come. You'll get what you need. And the more properly you act, with a better consciousness, if you act, the more likely the more money will come, your karma will be manifest to the full capacity. And if you do it really in proper consciousness, it can even overcome your capacity to receive, because you do it in harmony with Krishna's laws. This is a very simple sin. It's far away from bhakti yoga. I tell you, it's karma yoga, not even that, you know. It's most probably sakama karma yoga. It's a very simple principles which we as devotees should be already, you know, past. We are on bhakti yoga ladder. But unfortunately, time and again, such a simple principle as selflessness and desire to do good for the humanity not craving for personal profit, adoration and distinction, it's a heavy sins which are there in the heart and which are polluting our life. And if it manifests too far, it's polluting the lives of others and polluting Mayapur Dham. Sorry, I was very direct and very precise on a particular issue. I feel this thing needs to be really addressed, and I would be also happy to open some comments now, if we have any, and if we don't, then we can move to monetarian part of class. So if anybody have any questions or comments on what I have said now, please. Yes, Janice Prabhu.
We may have our desires or the way we like things to be, the way we like to see things. We have to understand that the overall picture, that these houses here are actually a prediction by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, revealed by Ananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami in the Dhamma.
Not here.
Many residential. Yeah. But the prediction is that many devotees again will come here. Houses that have this in their house, is, and they will, things will be heard. So, this is a vision of the Lord. So, simultaneously, we may have our vision, but there is that understanding that this is a prediction of the Lord. And those who are fulfilling that prediction.
Yes. Janivas Prabhu said, that there's a vision and prediction that many devotees will move to the holy dam, and of course there will be many residential buildings and they need to be built, and so what we see is actually fulfilling this prediction. Yeah, right, residential buildings. So I'm sorry if I was sounding wrong. I didn't want to say that we should not build residential buildings. By all means, there will be thousands of devotees coming. We should build beautiful residential buildings, beautiful Mayapur. We have a lot of land. It's a beautiful place. You can build it in such a way that people from all over the world will come and be charmed, just, you know, they're not interested, maybe they're not interested in Krishna, maybe they're not interested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they would hear, there's such a beautiful place, Mayapur, it's built so exquisitely, yeah, sorry, how it's called, in, is it the right word? Exquisitely. And they just want to see it, they come, they, so it's not them, it's what I wanted to bring out. It's not that there should not be residential buildings. It's definitely should manifest. It's how you do it. Because many devotees come here and they say, this is a picture of greed. And we hear a lot of feedback. They come and see some kind of dirty slum development. Of course, we can overlook it and say, this is all the holy dam. But, and it is holy dam. So, and we can do much better than that. That's the point. It's a huge land. It's a beautiful place. We could, with our endeavor, by putting something beautiful, we could make it much more attractive to Lord Chaitanya Prabhu, to Vaishnavas, to Srila Prabhupada, and even to the tourists, let's say. I mean, that would be plus preaching point of Mayapur if we do everything very, very neat. And we have it. It's not Vrindavan. We have a lot of land. We have beautiful facilities here. So my kind of desire burning in the heart, let's take this opportunity and let's not blow it if we can. Yes, Yanagami Prabhu.
This issue needs to go to the administration. When we say we can do, yes, some devotees are doing, some devotees are taking very conscientiously the idea of building developments. Others, as per your point, are not conscientious. They're doing whatever seems to be expedient, monetarily, immediately, and in the long range, there's a disaster. And we're seeing that disaster already. We don't have to wait. It's already there. So the question is, what will the administration do to prevent future disasters? That is the question. We are a nice group of devotees. Some of us own property, some of us don't. And some of us are concerned and some are not concerned. Some get involved and they make a mess out of it. Like myself. But ultimately the responsibility lies with the administration. Just as we're talking about King Priyavrata taking on responsibility for managing the universe, those persons who have taken on responsibility, and I don't see too many of them here in the class, perhaps they're watching on television, but those persons who have taken the responsibility have the responsibility and will reap the reactions for either enforcing a sane building code or neglecting to do so.
Yeah, I agree with what Gyanagami Prabhu said. What I try to do is that I know there's a big issue and administration ultimately has to take it up, but I wanted to see that every one of us, and hopefully those who hear the class and some devotees who own the land and considering building, just reflect what are you doing it for? You know, are you really want to support your family like this? Or there's much better way to do it? Anyway,
That's a good point. I take your point. You're correct in trying to make that assertion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So, from a social issue, there's another point which Srila Prabhupada mentions, and he mentions that Six Goswamis, how they benefited the humanity, and you know, they gave up all the. I mean, we're not on this level. Maybe we cannot give up opulence and everything. But they gave up everything, and they act to the highest degree for the benediction of humanity by writing and compiling beautiful literatures, which will enable us to remember Krishna and become Krishna conscious, despite of all our impurities in the hearts. So, you know, there's always a hope. Doesn't matter how contaminated we are, but it's always better for us to collect blessings than the curses, so this part we should consider. But on the other part, we should chant the holy name, we should read Srila Prabhupada's book, we should read Goswami literatures. And just to add some nice coating for this bitter cake, I want to read you some beautiful pastimes, if you don't mind. I mean, from Lalita Madhava. Yeah, we have Madhava on the altar, and he's Lalita. He's very playful. And Srila Rupa Goswami, he actually wanted to compile, when he was going to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to compile a beautiful drama, one drama. But then he stayed in one city called Satyabhamapur, spent night there. He slept, and in a dream, beautiful, beautiful damsel came to him and said, "You please separate your dramas and write a drama about myself." It was Satyabhama. And therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami decided to divide two dramas. One is Vidagdha Madhava concerning Krishna pastimes in Vrindavan, and one Lalita Madhava concerning Krishna's pastimes in Dwaraka. And this is very beautiful because actually Srila Rupa Goswami explains and beautifully shows how all these gopis who were there with Krishna in Vrindavan, once Krishna left, they, you know, Radharani gave up her life with Vishakha by drowning into the river. Lalita jumped from the Govardhan hill. And they were all taken, you know, and then another 16,100 girls were kidnapped by, what is his name? Narakasura? Right. Obama's, right. And they all, the same gopis, got reunited with Krishna as the queens of Vrindavan. So this is what, you know, the drama Lalita Madhava describes. And I wanted to read one very sweet pastimes of killing Shankachuta. That happened before Krishna was taken by Akrura to Vrindavan. Sorry, to Mathura. And if you want, just try to close your eyes and give full reception. Just try to envision what was going on. It is so beautiful, you'll forget about what I said before. A voice behind the scenes. My heart is filled with anguish that burnt like a host of fiery torches. I lay down to sleep, but I could not sleep a wink. It is only with a great difficulty that somehow I have survived this night. Vrinda, why has noble Purnamasi come here? Purnamasi, where is Vrinda, the queen of Vrindavan forest? Ah, I found her. Vrinda, O noble lady, why are you so unhappy? Purnamasi, Uddhava, the crest jewel of advisor, had just come from Mathura city and told me the latest news. Evil King Kamsa, the black spot in the Bojo dynasty, called for Arista and Keshi and respectfully said to them, "My friends, the Putana witch, which kills little girls, was crushed to death in Nanda's village of Gokula. A small divine boy killed her as she screamed out in all directions. I can only guess that in that place there is a small boy who is the cause of great misfortune to me and the good fortune to little girls. Please go to this Gokula Vrindavan, carefully investigate the matter and discover the truth. Vrinda, then, Keshi saw the transcendental glories of Radha and Madhava, Krishna, and then accurately described it to King Kamsa. Kamsa then decided to invade and capture Gokula to get Radha. Vrinda, frightened, then, Purnamasi, Arishtasura then advised Kamsa to marry Radha. And the fearless Kamsa sent his intimate friend, the wicked Yaksha Shankachuta, to kidnap her. Vrinda, your fears are well founded. If Radha is kidnapped by this demon, the entire world will burn with pain. Who will not burn with pain if beautiful girls, sweetly scented with all virtues, are scorched by a demon's torch? If wonderful, unfortunate Radha is kidnapped, that will bring constant and parallel pain, not only to me, but also to the entire world. Kundalata hastily enters. Oh, noble lady, I have seen a great wonder, a great wonder. Purnamasi, what is this wonder? Kundalata, near Govardhan Mala's house, I just now saw the brilliantly shining sun god. Govardhan Mala is the husband of Chandravali. Vrinda, blissfully, oh, noble lady, do not worry, because of Radha's constant worship and because of friendship with Maharaj Vrishabhanu, the sun god has come here to protect her. Purnamasi, this is not the sun god. This must be the yaksha sent by Kamsa. Kundalata, this person is so effulgent that the very light from him pains the eyes and makes him very difficult to see. This cannot be any yaksha. Purnamasi, this light is not the natural effulgence of his body. It comes from some other thing. Kundalata, what that other thing? Purnamasi, from the jewel of his crown. Vrinda, where did he get such a splendid jewel? Purnamasi, he was the leader of a guard watching Kuvera's treasury building. He liked the jewel, so he stole it. Vrinda, today is a Sunday. Radha will certainly go today to the temple of the sun god. You should forbid her to go. Kundalata, oh Vrinda, she has left to a temple long ago. Purnamasi, Kundalata, quickly bring Krishna to Radha's side. I will go get Balaram. Kundalata, here comes Radha with Jatila, Lalita, and Vishakha. As previously described, Radha enters. Radha aside, oh heart, don't be aroused. You will not see your beloved here. Kundalata, oh Radha, it is certainly very auspicious that you have met us this morning. Jatila with anger, oh restless girl, do not say Radha, Radha. Krishna will hear you and come here. Lalita with a smile, well said, noble lady. Jatila, Lalita, I will go ahead to anoint the sun god's temple. She walks ahead. Radha, Kundalata, perhaps you know. Do you know where your cousin, who is very difficult for girls like me to ever see, is now staying, or where he is enjoying pastimes? Kundalata, greedy girl, day and night you enjoy transcendental pastime with him, and still you long to see him again. Radha, enough with these jokes. You are all very fortunate because you are able, without any stopping, again and again, to drink with your eyes the wonderful flood of nectar that is Krishna. Because I have not performed even a slightest trace of any pious activity, it is very difficult for me to even hear about Krishna. Kundalata, Radha, your very words are like the thirst of those drowning in an ocean of nectar. Radha, a girl who cannot understand the suffering of others, this one time, tell me the truth. Is it not a fortunate moment that I am able to briefly see Krishna in a dream? What is the use of longing for the unattainable? O Kundalata, be kind, be kind, be kind. Please, on this unhappy, fortunate on this unhappy, unfortunate person a sand-long glass from the same left eye you used to drink the nectar of moonlight of Krishna. Kundalata glancing as if jealous. What is the use of talking to you? A girl chasing another man. She runs a hand and approaches Jatila. So she has a plan. How to get Krishna to Radhana. She says, noble lady, why did you not arrange in advance for a brahmana to perform a worship ceremony of a sun god? Jatila. Child, you speak what is right. Please be kind and fetch one such expert brahmana. Kundalata. As the noble lady speaks, so I shall act. She exits. Lalita. Radha, look, the noble lady Jatila has anointed the temple. Bow down before the deity of the sun god. Radha, bowing down to the deity of the sun god. Oh Lord, please grant my desire. Dressed as a brahmana and followed by Madhumangala and Kundalata, Krishna enters. Krishna secretly glances at Radha. Srimati Radharani is a Ganges in which the elephant of my mind enjoys pastimes. She is the shining of the full autumn moon for the chakora birds of my eyes. She is a dazzling ornament, the bright and beautiful arrangement of stars on the border of the sky of my chest. Now, today, I have gained Srimati Radharani because of the highly elevated state of my mind. Radha, from afar, momentarily glancing at Krishna, whispers, my dear friend, who is this fearless young man? He is as bright as lightning cloud, and he wanders in his pastimes like a maddened elephant. From where he come to Vrindavan, alas, his restless movements and attractive glances, he is plundering from my vault of my heart the treasure of my patience. Alas, alas, I become mad, Lalita, look. When I look at this brahmachari, my heart becomes wounded, devastated. The only atonement for this great sin is for me to enter a blazing fire. Lalita, you speak the truth. His complexion is like Krishna's. That has bewildered you. Radha, looking again, says in Sanskrit, friend, this person must be Krishna disguised as a brahmana. Otherwise, why would my heart melt with love? As only moonlight and nothing else may Chandrakanta jewel melt, so only Krishna makes my heart melt with love. Vishakha, you give sweet advice. That is Krishna. Kundalata says, noble Jatila, look, here are two brahmanas learned in the scriptures. Madhumangala says, O Jatila, I am expert in the worship of the sun god. First, however, you must pay me in Kandana Ladu candies. Jatila, O fickle brahmana, you are Krishna's friend. Go away. This handsome, dark complexion brahmachari will direct the girl's worship. Krishna, O elderly gopi, this wicked gopa prince, Krishna, is notorious in the city. Is it possible for a brahmana to be his friend? The right thing is to throw him, Madhumangala, who is his friend, out. Jatila, O noble boy, please begin the ceremony at once. Please now offer Argya water to the sun god. Krishna, embracing Radha with a sand-long glance. Beautiful, auspicious girl, what is your name? Jatila, in Krishna's ear, don't talk in this way. Krishna, as if surprised, indeed, she is very pious. Her chaste devotion to her husband is famous. Jatila, good reputation of Gokula is protected by my girl alone. Krishna, O chaste girl, take a copper bowl and I shall chant a mantra. Radha trembles as she follows the instruction. Krishna, O worshipable sun god, I humbly worship you. O moving eyes that nourish those beneath you, please grant the treasure of your behind sand-long glass to this poor person. I offer my respectful obeisances to you. This verse also reveals the following hidden meaning. O Radha, whom I worship in a secluded place, O girl whose eyes are restless, O girl whose lips make me restless with desire, please grant the treasure of your crooked sidelong glances to this poor person, or rather splendid as a sun. I offer my respectful obeisances to you. Jatila, Kundalata, what kind of never-be-heard mantra does this brahmachari recite? Madhumangala laughing loudly. Oh, elderly lady, considered intelligent among the coward women, you may know about the riddhi songs of the gopis, but what do you know about the Vedas? Listen, this mantra, which brings auspiciousness to young girls, is found in the third chapter of the Kausamesavi Saka of the Veda. Kausamesavi is the name of Kamadevs. The word Kausamesavi Sakha may be interpreted to mean Kamadevs' book of amorous pastimes. Jatila, so be it. Please nicely worship the sun god so that my son may become the master of millions of cows. Krishna, O fortunate girl, now that you have worshipped the deity, you should offer Argya water to the sun planet shining in the sky. Radha is reverential. Kundalata in Sanskrit. The sun is now in the sign Virgo. Now you should offer him wonderful Argya water with a beautiful blossoming blue lotus flower. Radha glances at Krishna from the corner of her eye. Krishna, oh beautiful girl, the worship of the sun god has ended well. Now you should please your worshipable deity by offering him a handful of red Sumana flowers. Radha offers a handful of Banduka flowers. Madhumangal, Jatila, sweet candies cooked in the ghee should now be given as an offering to the priests. We have carefully recited the mantras without making any mistakes. Krishna, hungry, talkative brahmachari, stop. The friendship of the residents of Gokula is sufficient payment for me. Jatila happily, O king of brahmacharis, come to my house, and there you may enjoy a delicious feast I will give to the brahmanas. After that, I will give you my jeweled ring. Mangumangal happily, O noble lady, because you wish to offer delicious feast to the brahmanas, I bless you that you will become the mother of many sons. Krishna, O elder lady, please feed this brahmachari. I will go to Purnamasi and tell her what my spiritual master Gargamuni told me. Kundalata, what is that? Mother Purnamasi, your beloved Radha, the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, is now in grave danger of being filled with doubt. She should be protected by chanting the demon-killing mantras under Kalpa Taro tree. Kundalata, as if concealing her anguish, O noble lady, by good fortune, the Kalpa Taro tree is right here, within the range of our sight. Please go, feed this brahmachari, and then send Purnamasi back. We will wait here for a while and guard this disciple of Gargamuni. Jatila acts with the brahmachari Madhumangala. Kundalata smiling, Radha, I have now fulfilled your difficult to attain request. If you like, you may now reward me. Radha with a crooked glance, Kundalata, what was this request of mine? Kundalata, why do you frown? I speak of your successful worship of the sun god. Krishna, Kundalata, make this girl give me dakshana, priestly donation for performing the worship of the sun god. Kundalata, or Radha, this priest is expert in the worship of the sun god. You should satisfy him with a proper dakshana. Vishakha smiling, Kundalata, you are very expert at rewarding priests. You should give him a dakshana. After all, this is you who called your own expert cousin here to be the priest, Lalita. Vishakha Kundalata, who knows the process of worship, has already given dakshana to the priest. Krishna, Lalita, that girl is my cousin whom I should worship. I cannot be her priest. Radha, O Lalita, the worship ceremony was very well done. Why do you all linger here? Krishna says, Radha's company brings me a festival of my happiness. It's like a playful waxing moon that appears before my eyes and awakens my desire for amorous pastimes. So, that was some pastime from Lalita Madhava, and many didn't bear the nectar, or maybe bore my reading, I'm sorry. So I hoped this would give you something to meditate during the day. And when you chant Hare Krishna, or you know, you sing for Krishna, you see Radha Madhava, you might remember these pastimes. It's wonderful. I like to do it. I hoped to share it with you. So those who left, I'm very sorry to have disappointed you. Thank you very much for your attention. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande.